The ballots are still being counted in a runoff election that will bring an elected president to Liberia for the first time after that country's long and brutal civil war. The candidates couldn't be more different. In the lead is a former finance minister and member of the country's political elite, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Trailing, with 80% of the vote counted, is George Weah, a millionaire soccer star with no political experience. NPR's West Africa correspondent, Ofebia Quist-Arkton, joins us from Liberia's capital, Monrovia. Hello.
Good morning. Just come out of a media conference with the National Elections Commission, and you're right. The results you gave are what they're saying so far, a commanding lead or a significant lead for Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, with George Weah, the soccer legend, trailing with 42.1% of the vote.
Ofebia, the election itself was peaceful and George Weah got the most votes, quite a few more votes. Now he's trailing pretty badly in this runoff. He's charging fraud.
Indeed, he won the first round, which was last month. But in this second round, from the start, he has been trailing. Yesterday, first of all, George Weah's camp accused the National Elections Commission chairwoman, Frances Johnson Morris, of bias towards Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the other presidential hopeful. And then yesterday afternoon, his CDC political party said they had evidence of vote rigging in favor of Mrs. Sirleaf Johnson and that they were going to present this complaint to the Elections Commissions, which they had, to the United Nations, which has a 15,000 force, peacekeeping force here, and to international observers. So from a peaceful election, it has turned very sour very quickly.
And before we get to that, just briefly, has the Elections Commission weighed in on the evidence?
The Elections Commissioner has just said to us that it seems that complaint came in early this morning, and they are yet to study it. It's with the lawyers, so they have not been able to pronounce. But briefly, what George Weah is saying is that ballot papers were given to election officials, more than one each per person, which is, of course, a normal vote, and that they were all in favor of his rival, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. He has more evidence, he says, and he's going to present that when they present formally their complaint.
Now, as you say, this is just not a small thing to charge fraud in this particular election in this particular country. I mean, there are reports now how much it has turned. We have reports of his followers shouting, "No George, no peace."
Well, they haven't quite said they'll go to war, but they are saying, "No Weah, no peace. No Weah, no peace." And we know that a lot of George Weah's supporters are former fighters in the 14-year civil war in Liberia. They are mainly young men who have no jobs and feel they have no prospects. So it is very serious. Let me just say that Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's camp, the rival presidential camp, has so far been quiet. They haven't said anything. But there are other priorities in Liberia. The roads, education, getting running water, getting the electricity back. That's what most ordinary Liberians are focusing on, and not on this political quarrel and controversy that has come, they feel, to ruin a good election.
Thank you very much for joining us. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkton, speaking from Monrovia, Liberia.